Well, morning all. I think I might have just uploaded a really long audio bit that I did when I first got here. I thought I'd uploaded it already, but I've been using my iPhone as a tethering device for my PC, or rather my Mac. So I don't think it's had a chance to upload it. Anyway, Thursday. Just looking at the thing, calendar. We've been here a week today. It's flown by, absolutely flown by. We've had quite a lot of things to get done. It's totally unfurnished, and we left some of our furniture back in our London house. So we have been a bit, well, we haven't had any heating for a week. We haven't had a washing machine, a fridge, or a freezer, but or a Hoover or a lawnmower. So all of those things have been ordered, and most of them have arrived. We've now had our boiler fixed after the initial disaster of putting. Well, I won't tell you how many litres leaked into the ground because the environment agents will be onto me. But nothing we could do about it. It was we're thinking the last tenants sabotaged the place when they left for some reason. They must have fallen out with the landlord because the problems were all extremely suspicious. The break in the oil pipe for the tank outside was an impact in a place that you would have to make an effort to make that impact. I can't imagine making it with a garden tool, for example. And the leak in the bathroom seemed to be a very, very similar problem, the same sort of impact damage to a pipe. The problem with that had been that we'd been trying to start the boiler originally and emptied all the water out and then filled it up with air bubbles. So it needed a couple of people to come round, the fueling guy and then the plumber guy, and he sorted that. So we've got central heating now, which is amazing, and stops me having to burn ridiculously expensive garage fuel. Logs and coal from the local garage, which is because I don't know my bearings yet. I don't know where you order it from, and so I've been paying too much for that. So, but none of this has been a problem. I have to say, a week in, I feel like a different person. I'm waiting for the incident, you know, and I'm sure it'll come. I'm sure, you know, I'm not expecting to have just completely recovered by moving to the countryside. But bearing in mind the only sort of external noise is birds, or when the wind blows in our direction, you can, and at busy times like now, you can hear the M6 vaguely in the background. And then there's a train track across the field, and the wind's blowing in the right direction again, so you can hear that today. But there, I mean, the trains that go along there, I think there's one every 20 minutes locally, or thereabouts. And one Virgin Speed train about every half hour or so, but they seem to cross. They make very little noise, they just fly past. But yeah, I'm sitting here listening to a bit of Chopin, and there's a bird chirruping outside the window, and the ducks that are nesting in the field by our house are happily kind of messing about in their little puddle of water. And I've just taken a great photograph of a squirrel eating a hazelnut or an acorn or whatever it was. I'll be able to tell once I develop it. As I say, listening to Chopin, and usually Chopin, it's powerful stuff, I find, and emotional stuff, and I can often feel very maudlin and pensive when I listen to Chopin. I enjoy it, but it's not easy listening, and it's, I'll put it this way, it's when I'm feeling really depressed, Chopin sounds like it's talking to me, which sounds weird, but I don't know, it sounds like it's on my wavelength, basically, when I'm really depressed. But the odd thing about this morning is I was just flicking through iTunes and decided to listen to Piano Sonata number one, and it's a great a great piece of music. And far from making me feel anything negative, it's just given me a zest for the day. Well, that and the sun breaking over the field and my dog wagging her tail furiously when she saw I was up, and the fridge, which came, so the fridge came yesterday, the washing machine came yesterday, the freezer came yesterday. That's wicked stuff. We managed to get some good bargains. We're keeping it cheap because we've done the expensive house in London, and that this isn't the same sort of environment. This is a cottage, and it doesn't need. It just doesn't seem to need as much to enjoy it, if you know what I mean. It's all around us what we enjoy. It's the long walks with Poppy over the fields, and there's a brook nearby. We've noticed the main traffic we get is walkers going past the house on the little lane. And then I went out last night and realised how bizarre it was, because I'm not used to having no street lights, and driving around these single lane roads with full beam on was about the most fun I've had driving for a long time. We've got a nice little car, but it wasn't suitable for nipping around tight corners in London. It was it was suitable, but it never came into its fruition. It's only an MX-5, but it's a racing model with 6-speed and racing gearbox. And I don't drive it as a racer. I'm not a boy racer. I like to just know the power's there, and I like the cornering of it. It's a driver's car, you know, a track day car, and it works well for that. But yes. So all of that's already arrived. Today, I'm expecting to have a Hoover arrive with special dog hair removal properties. And I'm expecting a lawnmower to arrive. And God, I didn't realise how expensive lawnmowers are. I grew up with a father who he loves his garden, and he's always had stripes on his lawn. And so when looking at lawnmowers, I had to get one with a roller on the back just to make sure I had stripes, because I'm going to take pride in my garden. And then I spoke to my dad, and he said, you've got to get petrol because it'll wear out. And he said, measure your lawn. He said, if it's not too big, then you get away with electric or, something like that. So I measured the lawn, and to my surprise, really surprised, it doesn't seem this big, but it's 300 square metres, which is bigger than it's about a tennis court and a half. So there's quite a bit of lawn to mow. Anyway, in the end, I went for a Hayter, which is a good old British make, and they do usually ridiculously expensive mowers, but they've brought out a kind of forward-thinking design. New motor, much like the Dyson of lawnmowers. It's dispensed with the metal casing, but it's got an aluminium frame that holds all the important stuff in place. And we'll see. I'm laughing at myself. It was £300 basically for a lawnmower, and I guess I could have got a fly mower or any of the other alternatives, but they do just tend to hack away at lawns, whereas I wanted to develop our lawn into a nice garden. So yes, a bit of an expensive time. My parents were very kind to us and gave us some money towards things, and we've got our nest egg was paid when I had to quit my job through stress. Through stress, through mental breakdowns. Stress was in my job from day one, but So I'm really happy doing really gentle things, like lighting fires, going for walks, pottering about. Been able to get in the car and drive into town to go to home base or Waitrose or whatever, and not feel anxiety. In fact, anxiety's not been present apart from last night when we didn't have any food in, and I had to drive out in the dark. I hadn't driven for a year till we drove up here, so that was an experience, sort of fun. But I was in a little bit of an anxious state and ended up leaving two of the shopping bags in the shop. So I had to go back and pick them up and do it all again, and it just made the panic rise a little bit. But I, you know, just me being foolish. Nothing that stuck with me, and nothing that made me feel mentally ill, which is just such a nice thing to be able to say. Because frankly, however good I've felt over the past 18 months at times, if I'm honest with myself, there was an element of, well, at its worst, obsession; at its best, overzealous enthusiasm, and obsessive behaviour. Anyway, all of these things are, I'm sure, still things I need to deal with, but I am in the perfect environment for dealing with it. I can't look out of a window of my house without looking on trees and fields. It's just, you know, amazing. So amazing that my studio, which used to be the thing that really I clung on to all my kit, in many ways, not because I still used every piece of it, but because it sort of reminded me of less mental times when I was doing soundtracks, and, you know, it sort of helped me define my little identity, which was not shared with anyone since I was agoraphobic, but in London at least I was in my studio with all my kit and everything else. Anyway, here, the room's so small that I've gone minimal, and I've got rid of my mixer. I've got rid of loads of other bits of old-fashioned kit, like a sampler, which a computer can do just as well these days. And I'm relying on, high-tech studio. So that should be interesting. It's nice, because my room feels a lot less full, and considering the size of it, that's really important. Claude's loving it. Poppy's loving it. We're on the lookout for a practical car now. And I'm hoping to sort of get a cheap Land Rover for 2,000, yeah, 10, 12 years old. My dad's best friend's a Land Rover engineer, so if it goes wrong, we've got someone to fix it. And the sort of things I need to start doing require me to have the ability to pull a trailer, the ability to throw wood in the back of a vehicle, and the ability to go out with Poppy, knowing that she is the most mucky dog when she goes on a walk. If she sees a big puddle of mud, she basically rolls in it. So yeah, she's funny. She'll jump in any water she sees, because she's a water retriever as well, and that's just what she does. She's loving it. We're all smiling a lot, even when we had no food and no heating and no fridge and no ability to wash anything and a leak in the bathroom and all of the things. It's because it's a big estate, so the land agency that run the whole thing, including sort of several farms, and there's four farms that surround us, and several cottages on the land. You know, they're pretty corporate in their approach to it all, but a pretty poor corporation. They don't seem to listen too much to other people. They've been brilliant with us as it goes. We've just been very civil with them. They've been very civil back and got things sorted, so I've no reason to complain, but the neighbours all have their opinion. Well, there's two neighbours, one on either side. One's about 250 metres away, 300 metres away, called Jean. She's lovely. She's the president of the Young Farmers Association. And then at the other way, I don't know who lives up there. It's a tiny little cottage up there. I don't even know if anyone's inhabiting it, or whether it's just a place without buildings the farmer uses. And then a bit further on, the farmhouse. But I'm sort of rabbiting incoherent. Well, not incoherently, but you know, there's not much else to say. It's just really relaxing. I'm in a normal sleeping pattern, which seems to be doing me a lot of good, but that's kind of enforced by the fact we've no curtains, so, you know, once the sun comes up, I'm awake. I feel better for it, generally. Much as I get creative and do lots of coding work and things when it's late at night, I need to find a way of being that creative and productive in normal daytime hours, because of the fact that there's too much beautiful stuff to see out my windows. There's too many nice little walks to go and have as a break, and all of those things at night aren't the same. You know, I used to seek late night calm in London, In the countryside, it's calm all day, so I don't need to crave that kind of time when everyone's gone to bed and the cars have stopped whizzing by, because it just doesn't exist anymore. I did have a moment of realisation last night when I went into the village and I thought to myself, God, I can see why, you know, I would have wanted to move out of this town when I was 18, just because compared to London, when you go to a little village or town like Sandbach, it's not so little. Bradwell's our nearest town, but Sandbach is a little historical town, and you just see, you know, groups of teenagers walking about bored, and two pubs or three pubs, and the community centre kind of thing, where is the only venue for bands to play. It's just very different from London, you know, and it's very good for that, because for me, an agoraphobic, walking my dog past, say, three bars of in Dalston within the stretch of 100 metres that all had really interesting-looking artists on every night, it was frustrating because I knew I wouldn't be able to go. Whereas here, I'm so relaxed. I mean, I tried to get tickets to see Peter Hook, who's doing a kind of mixed-media tour of the country with the Joy Division Unknown Pleasures album to commemorate 30 years of since Ian Curtis died, committed suicide, or died of an overdose, or whatever. So that would have been really good. I'd have loved to have hit, I mean, but, you know, especially since for me, Joy Division's strengths were certainly the bass lines. I love them. I love Peter Hook's playing style. But anyway, we couldn't get tickets, but it was just weird to find myself on the phone to box offices thinking, ooh, a night out in May, because nights out haven't been something I could even think about. How long have I been talking? Oh my goodness me, it's 17 minutes. Well, I'll just have to stop. Look, I'll listen to this back and it'll give me an insight into a weekend, even if it is a bit long and gibbery. But looking forward to getting a proper internet connection, still on 3G. Pretty limited. Then again, not on my computer as much as I was, because I've got things to do, like hopefully mow the lawn today when the lawnmower arrives, and Hoover for the first time when that arrives. Anyway, have a good day. If you've listened, I can't believe anyone would listen here. 1743. Well, anyway, note to self, in however many years' time, this must sound different to all previous boos. I feel so different. I'm just convinced that I'll really notice the difference when I'm listening back in a year's time or so. Bye.